In 1901, at Spindletop Hill near Beaumont, the future of Texas changed dramatically as, like a fountain of fortune, thousands of barrels of oil burst from the earth towards the sky. Soon, Detroit would be cranking out Model Ts by the millions, and America was on the move, thanks to the black gold being produced in Texas. Now, more than a century later, the vehicles are different, but nothing else has truly changed. Sure, there may be many other alternative energy sources like wind and solar and electric. But let's be honest, America depends on oil and entrepreneurs. And if the USA is truly going to be independent, it has to know the crude truth.
NAEP is a proud sponsor of the Crude Truth. Be sure to register for the NAEP Expo 2024, February 7th through the 9th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas. Hurry and register today. NAEP, where deals happen.
This episode is brought to you by LFS Chemistry, committed to being good stewards of the environment and providing the tools so you can be too. NAEP Expo, where deals happen. Air Compressor Solutions. When everything is on the line, Air Compressor Solutions is the dependable choice to keep commercial business powered up. Sandstone Group. Exec Crew. Elevate your network, elevate your knowledge. Oil and Gas Workers Association. Pecos Country Operating. Fueling our future.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Energy News Beat podcast. My name's Stu Tootley, President and CEO of the Sandstone Group. We've got an action-packed podcast for you today. I'm kind of having some serious fun. I'm here in Midland, Odessa, and I'm here at the... I'm sitting here talking to Larry, and what was your last name?
Larry Richards.
Larry Richards. I'm at the Permian Basin International Oil Show, and I'm having an absolute blast. And also joining me here is the Ray Trevino, and I mean, Ray is one of them EMP operators. He's out there drilling oil for our wonderful low-cost energy for the United States. And I'll tell you what, Larry, you're the president of this great show. Tell us about what you got going on here and tell us about the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. We're incredibly excited about this year's show. We've got over 750 exhibitors from all over the United States, from all over the world.
Wow.
1,100 exhibit booths sold out again this year. We're very blessed to be sold out, but we anticipate over 25,000 attendees over 3 days.
Whoa.
You know, over the last 5 to 7 years, and you can attest to this, right? The Permian Basin has become the center for innovation and technology for our entire industry.
Oh, you bet.
20 years ago, when I was starting my career, all the innovation happened deep water, offshore, and international.
That's right.
And the last 5 to 7 years, all the major technology breakthroughs for our industry have happened within 150 miles of where we're standing. And there's no better place to see that new tech than right here.
You know, what's kind of cool is the $60 billion Exxon deal. You know, you sit back and take a look. Permian's going to be here a while. Why would any oil and gas company invest in the Permian Basin for $60 billion unless it was really important?
No, absolutely. And you know, the hard work that the men and women in the Permian Basin do, you know, allows every American to have a standard of living our great grandparents couldn't have dreamed of.
Oh, yes.
And you know, for them to be able to come here, put their hands on the absolute latest, greatest tech anywhere in the world, and be part of that. We're proud. The show is done completely with 150 industry leaders that volunteer their time as our board of directors.
Wow.
Every committee that we've got out here working the show are all volunteers. And I think that's a big part of our success. They're industry leaders. They know how hard it is to break away. They want to make sure if somebody takes the time to come here or send their employees here, they're going to get a big bang for their buck.
Yes.
And you know, get a return on that investment. And we've been able to do that for a long number of years. And I think this year,
how many years?
Knocking the cover off the ball. Since 1940. Every other year for two, you know, we do, it's not every year. It's
right.
It's a biannual, but the show started in 1940. It was postponed for a couple of shows during the middle of World War II
right.
for all the men and women in the area to go fight for our country. And it's been running ever since.
Wow. Well,
you know, hey, RT, tell us, ask the next question. I'm sorry. You know how podcasters are.
No, well, you know, first of all, thank you for having us at the Permian Basin International All Show. And quick shout out to Air Compressor Solutions for having us here at their booth this weekend. Absolutely. Or this week. Okay. I mentioned them, and you mentioned the rich history in 1940. Air Compressor Solutions, they say they've had this booth for almost 40 years. Wow. I mean, let's talk about the lineage of all the different companies out here that have their spot reserved. And I've even heard rumors that if you drop off of it, there's already a waiting list for others. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. And we've been very blessed in that regard. You know, our honoree, Mr. Dick Sibbles, who's just given so much to our industry and to our local community. His company out here builds all types of production equipment. He shared with us yesterday during our luncheon for him. They've had a booth out here since 1951.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's amazing the legacy of these different companies. But then, you know, we also have brand new startup companies, you know, that mm-hmm. are bringing artificial intelligence and machine learning and integrating it with these companies. And so it's a real cool mix.
Yes.
And even the legacy companies, they're bringing, you know, their absolute newest tech out here. Several of our biggest pieces of equipment out here, the technology that's driving those pieces of equipment didn't exist 2 years ago at our show.
You bet.
And it's just amazing to see that kind of innovation, you know, and go actually be able to touch it. And if it's a client out here that wants to go put it in the field, you know, 9 times out of 10, they can have it loaded on a truck and headed to their field, wherever it is across the United States next month.
Well, you say that, you know, there's so much equipment out here that's literally on display. That's also active, you know, like, hey, let's try it out right now. You got drilling rigs set up, cranes set up,
right.
Generators here. I mean, you've got just equipment everywhere, even trucks for sale out here and lease. So I understand. And I see where all the other oil and gas shows, this is the standard. This is the standard for every other oil and gas show in the nation and in the world. And well, it's just awesome.
Well, we're sure trying to be. Like I said, we know how busy everybody is. But for the onshore oil and gas industry, this is the leading trade show in the United States, which makes it the leading one in the world. I mean, for my companies, I've exhibited all over the world at, you know, different trade show type events. And the Permian Basin International Oil Show was always our best return on investment.
Yes.
And I think it continues that for companies today. And it's a place that people can come and see whether it's, you know, reducing emissions like what Air Compressor Solutions does, where, you know, all of the pneumatics that typically were utilizing the methane gas off the separator to actuate all the small pneumatics, but they release it to the air, can now do it with compressed air, like what their technology is bringing to and that's, you know, spreading everywhere across the Permian. And the generational jumps in this technology to handle this newest generation of well, it's just a really cool time to be in our industry.
Do you think the AI, the new technology, is one of the reasons that we could go from 1,200 rigs to down to 700 and then down even more? And this is the year that the Permian's kicking out more oil than anything else. It's got to be tech, right?
We will have the largest oil and gas production in history out of the Permian this year.
Right.
But a lot of that is tech. A lot of it is the new technology on how these wells are being drilled. But that's what's spurning all these new companies and all this new technology.
Right.
You know, now we used to go vertically, and you frack out to the side, you perf it and frack it, and you've got kind of a Christmas tree looking deal. Now we're going down a mile. We're going horizontally 2 miles.
Yeah.
We're putting a football field worth of sand into a shale formation. Yeah. It's non-permeable rock that we're making into a permeable formation. And they're coming in at 1,500 barrels a day of oil. But when they come back really high pressure with a lot of sand. It's like having a oil sandblaster on all your equipment up top.
Yep.
And it's taken us 5 or 6 years to figure out how to produce those wells and complete them in the most cost effective. It's a great problem to have because you've got a lot of volume, but it causes a lot of engineering and technical issues that now all these companies out here are solving.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're 5 to 7 years ahead of anywhere else in the world. So all the other national oil companies everywhere else are coming to the Permian trying to understand how we're doing it. So they don't have to learn that in the middle of Algerian desert or, you know, anywhere halfway across the world.
You know, RT, the best deals that the investors are seeing out there, and let me ask this, because in the Bloomberg, when they were talking about that gigantic deal, they were saying that the next move for M&A in the Permian is looking for PDP and existing production because of, Larry, just what you said. And I'm sorry, I get just as excited as you. It's because going in and reworking those wells with the new technology is pretty cool, because you're doing that in all your fields.
We are. We're doing it in our fields also, but also out here in West Texas with the new technology that, that Larry you know, talks about, and that's all out here. Some of these tier two and tier three well sites on out there could actually now become tier one locations just because of the technology that we have now to extract those hydrocarbons from the ground. And so it's just so exciting. And again, you know, the big deal, you know, with Exxon purchasing Pioneer, that just, if that doesn't motivate, you know, West Texas to continue on and drill baby drill for the next 100 years, I don't know what does, right, Larry?
Oh, very true. And it's funny, some of these fields, my dad, you know, had a 50-year career in the oil and gas industry. But in the 1960s, he was area superintendent for Getty Oil Company in Andrews, right north of here.
Cool.
And some of the fields that are some of our most prolific fields, my dad would have told you, you know, they were mostly drilled out in the 60s, you know, but the new technology has opened up all these different reserves. We knew the oil was there. We just couldn't get it out of the rock.
Yeah.
And now there's with these new ways, but it's spurning so much innovation across the industry and opportunities for new startup companies, even, you know, that are coming out with products. And 2 years later, it's an industry standard for that little niche because they're solving a problem that didn't exist before.
How do we get the next generation in here? Because you got a museum over here. But how do we get the next generation excited? Because of AI, the technogoob, I'm a technogoob. Right. I mean, that's an honor, you know, now that you can be a nerd, you know. I'm proud of myself. Yeah, I'm a legend in my own mind.
We're proud of you too. Yeah. There you
go. Thank you. I just legend in my own mind. RT knows that. But it's the next generation of oil guys. We need them. And you just nailed it with the AI. That's how we get people excited about the oil and gas industry. That's how we do it. Right.
I agree with that. I also think we've got to tell our story because we have an amazing story to tell. You know, I shared with some folks at our opening ceremony. We had a bunch of young people there, you know, with the vans and all the stuff that's part of opening ceremonies. But you know, in 2023, about 8% of the world's population lives in abject poverty.
Absolutely.
UN defines it about less than $2 a day. But before the Drake well was drilled, back 200 years, 1823, 8 out of 10 humans on the planet lived in abject poverty and had every 100 years before that. And having low cost hydrocarbon energy available to everyone for transportation and climate control and all the things we use it. And then you add to that 55% of our global food production comes from synthetic fertilizer from natural gas,
right?
Derived directly from urea and ammonia from natural gas. And nobody talks about the fact that over half our world's food production is coming from our industry.
Yeah.
And then I told all the young people, I said, from the time you woke up this morning and hit your alarm clock, and you got your toothbrush, brush your teeth, and you shaved your face, or your ladies did their legs, and you drove here, or you rode a bicycle here. I said, from the time you did it, everything, 90% of what you touched was built with petrochemicals.
Yeah.
And our industry, all the hardworking men and women who get up in the dark every morning and go to work, that, you know, that's, you need to thank them.
Yeah.
Because the standard of living you live, your great-grandparents couldn't have dreamed of.
Heck no.
And I think most of our young people don't realize that because they're not ever hearing that.
You know, that's funny. I'm visiting with some folks in Africa this afternoon. And also tomorrow morning, the Secretary General of one of the biggest outfits out there. And he is really fighting because the West is taking so many natural resources from Africa, and they're forcing in all the renewable energy and then charging them high interest rates. The World Financial Group is in double charging them. You have China doing their Belt and Road Initiative, and they're doing it. Well, let's let the world do low cost energy, get the lowest kilowatt per hour to everybody on the planet. And man, I'm going to hug you, because that's what it's all about, is elevating humanity out of poverty. Ray, you're so tired of me saying that.
No, it's what we need to do to get out of poverty for the world, is, you know, oil and gas and really natural gas is that real burning fuel source. That we can use. You know, I want to jump back to the international side of everybody being here. You know, do you know exactly or about how many different countries you have here at the Permian Basin International Show this year?
Exhibitor wise, we've got them, you know, we have over 20 companies from Canada. Wow. But we've got them from Germany, from the UK, from Italy, nice. From South Korea, from just a whole litany of different exhibitors that are here from around the world. I think the biggest, you know, and we don't keep track, and I wish we did, because I've gotten that question. But, you know, I've been an exhibitor every year until this year. I retired this last year. But as an exhibitor, I was always amazed at all the different places around the world that we had people coming in.
Right.
This year, I know it's even more. I had old customers of mine call 6 months ago. And it's like, oh, we saw you're in the prison. We want to bring in some of our top executives from Libya, you know, and we had from Guyana, you know, a guy called me and say, hey, I got this group from Guyana that wants, because they found some big reserves in Guyana. They want to come, you know, to Odessa. And I was like, I don't handle hotels. I cannot help you with a hotel, you know, and I would recommend you get it in the right, you know, in about the next 11 minutes if you want a hotel, because they book up, you know, way in advance. But it's just been so cool, the outreach I've just got on LinkedIn and different things, you know, as we prepare for the show, from people coming from overseas to try to see what we're doing here and take that innovation and take it back with them.
Well, that is so cool. So you're only the president for this year.
Yes, sir. Correct. Okay. I've been on the board for a little over 20 years, but we work, and it is a working board. You're not on this. It's not a resume deal. It's a, if you're going to be on the board of directors of the whole show, you're going to work. And, but we have our whole team, and then you can move up to an exec board. And then, I was honored to be selected as the president this year.
Fantastic. Now, RT, as soon as I mention oil, you go ding, you're on point. You're like a hound dog on point. Boom. And I'm sitting here going, let's talk about the show. Your eyes, folks, for our podcast listeners, Larry's eyes are just, they're wide open. His physical body is just going nuts.
He's excited.
He's excited. And so I see RT when he's doing his podcast, The Crude Truth, he's doing the same thing. And his guests are kind of like, what kind of guy do I got interviewing me? And so it's so fun to see your enthusiasm. So it is an outstanding. Congratulations. And I know you're going to just go to nap for 3 years after you're done here. This is quite a show.
Yeah, it's been a great show. And it means so much, you know, for our community and for these local companies, because you have people coming from all over, they're able to diversify their revenue streams. So when we hit a cycle, you know, they're picking up customers internationally, they're picking them up all over the country. And so they can weather those cycles so much more effectively. It's a win-win for everybody.
No, it really is. And again, you know, this show has just been so amazing, and congratulations. And now I actually want to bring in the owner, president, CEO of Air Compressor Solutions, Brian Stubbs.
A long time ago.
Sorry about that.
Brian, how are you doing this morning?
Awesome. And the thumbs up. It's not hot yet. It's a good day.
It is a good day. Thank you so much again for allowing us to be here with you guys at this booth. And what a heck of a team you've got here. And I'm not gonna lie, this is probably one of the better spots right here of the entire show. Is this right here up front is where you are at as everybody comes here.
But you might know this better than I do. I think we've had this same booth for like 40 years.
Yeah.
I think that's what the previous owner told me. This is like part of the purchase of the company.
Exactly.
You get the international show booth.
I told somebody yesterday, I said, I think some of the transactions that have happened, at least part of the multiple was based on their booth space.
It was part of the conversation for sure. Right. Do I get the booth space? Are you keeping the booth space? So we are very excited to be here.
Hey, Larry, I just moved the camera over here and got a shot of your truck.
Oh, the old truck.
And then I'm moving it back. So tell us about your truck.
Actually, that truck came out of my uncle restored these trucks, and I was able to get that about 6-8 months ago. And the Petroleum Museum here in town actually had that old air compressor in their shop, and they didn't have a use for it. So we were able to get that from the air compressor. And so everything on that truck is from the 1930s.
Wow. That's awesome. I did not know that.
So the jackhammers are from the 30s. There's three jackhammers. And then we have just started a fabrication group at ACS. And our fabrication group made the skid that goes in the back. And we tried to make that look like one of our modern service trucks as close as we could. So...
Well, I tell you what, Pete, that if that's not a conversation starter, I don't know what is.
Right. So we can send it out to jobs. It goes about 25 miles an hour. We'll be there. We'll be there when we get there. If it's an emergency, don't call that truck. But
it's a good thing he showed up because I already sold it for 100K.
Yeah, I've had a few offers. I was gone a little bit yesterday, and I think I'm super impressed it's still here.
For our podcast listeners, he just went and spit everywhere. So, yeah. I mean, he was like, no, you didn't sell my truck.
Yeah. He's like, you did what?
About to bring a tear to my eye, too. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, Brian, for this being, again, y'all have been doing this now for almost half a century.
Yes.
You know, what is one of the things that really sticks out to you with the Permian Basin International Oil Show?
It's actually a neat thing. We've talked about this, you know, when it's cold or oil's bad, we still do it. And it really is, again, we have a great booth space, but it's about getting our brand out there. Again, even if we don't talk to anybody, people see the brand, they see us, they remember us. Again, people come up and say, hey, yeah, we were here 2 years ago. You're still in the same booth. Good to see you. And then 2 weeks later, they give us a call. So it really is just about being visible. And the oil show does a great job with advertising, you know, the month leading up to it, collecting leads. They do a great job of all that kind of stuff. And it is really just getting the brand out there. Everybody still knows we're around when we're at the oil show, which is always good. And like I said, we can do social media and that kind of stuff, but there's nothing like just having your brand in front of your customer's face.
Absolutely.
And it's a big payoff every year.
So. Yeah. And it's fantastic for us because they're bringing the technology that our attendees need to see, you know, right. For example, you know, this type of unit where you're using, compressed air versus the natural gas off a separator. Historically, we had air compressors on location, but they were not driving anything vital. They were doing, you know, so everybody from a field standpoint thinks, oh, it's an air compressor. You know, it doesn't, you know, whether it runs or not. Well, now they're replacing the separators, which means every time the dumps go to the tanks, whether it's oil, whether it's water, everything else, everything's being driven by that air.
Yep.
And so it cannot go down, or you have oil overflowing a tank, or you have produced water on the ground, and then your life gets incredibly exciting in ways you do not want
in a short period of time.
But that's the, all of a sudden you're tying in all kinds of high tech and automation and everything else into these type systems to where you can put them out and you're 100% sure they're going to be reliable.
Yep. Right.
And so, you know, but that didn't exist 5 years ago before we started trying to replace every pneumatic. Right. We just tied them into a separator and they were using the natural gas. But every time that little, you know, instrument would move, it would spit a little tiny bit of methane in it. We've eliminated that with this type of technology, but it has to run and it has to be, you know, and then all the young engineers want to see on their phone, whether it's running or not.
That's what this one is. You can see this on your phone.
Isn't that cool?
That's where we've gone this year is we started making these in-house. We've made that skid in-house now. We have an I&E group, we have an I&E group that's growing. And so the customer hooks up electricity and then they hook up a Cat 5 cable and they're able to get 8 channels of data and they can know the pressure. They know how long it's running. They know if it's got any faults and they can look at it in their office or on their phone. Yeah. And who would have ever thought you need that in an air compressor? In air compressor.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but it's been an awesome project. Again, the team's done a great job. Customers have been really receptive to it. And it is just a neat deal to see how integrated air compressors are now to groups.
Yeah. And you've got this on the emission control side. And then you've got all this stuff for water recycling and reuse out here. You've got all this new technology that's now using stranded natural gas for the big iron, 500 horsepower and above. Yep. There's a 4-megawatt genset over there that's using, you know, fuel gas, like its own little power plant.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a cool time to be out here.
It is.
A lot of new tech.
Lots of neat stuff to go look at, that's for sure.
Yeah. That is for sure. And, you know, Brian, you know, you mentioned here that there a minute ago, you go, yeah, I'll meet somebody here. And then 2 weeks later, they call you. You know, what are all the services that you guys are doing here at Air Compressor Solutions?
So I tell everybody, mostly when I talk to bankers and stuff, because they don't know what we do in the oil field half the time. That's my job now. I just talk to bankers all day. But you know, really I equate ourselves to a car dealership. So, but we do air compressors and we do generators. So we have a group of salesmen that go out and sell them. We sell parts for them. We have a service group that does service at our shop here in Odessa and our other locations. And we actually have field techs that go out in the field. We have a rental fleet. So if you need one overnight, you need one for a couple of weeks, plants down, plant maintenance, we can rent you one. And then now we started a fabrication group. So now we can actually modify them and specialize them for what the customer needs. We are actually opening up our fifth branch. So we have a branch, our main location is here in Odessa. We've got a branch in Amarillo, Albuquerque, and El Paso, and we're opening up one in Carlsbad as we speak. So we do that all over the place.
You know, Larry and Stu, this man has done nothing but COVID has just continued to rise.
But we're not doing it again. It wasn't easy.
Exactly. Wait a minute. Did you just say he had COVID?
No, not right now.
But during that whole time from 2020 on, you know, Air Compressor Solutions, he's done nothing but continue to grow. And I also need to say thank you to Brian here, because being a sponsor, I called him up when I first started my show, The Crude Truth. And I go, hey, I'm going to do a podcast. Would you like to be a sponsor? He goes, sure. What's it about?
Right. Yeah.
And they go, what's it about? Would you mind being a sponsor? And so I gave him a little bit of info about what it was. He goes, oh yeah, no problem. So Brian also, and then yesterday a couple of his teammates were, how do you know Brian? I said, actually, Brian turned me down for a job 4 or 5 years
ago. It's been a while.
Five years ago. And but he has just been
to
a mentor.
RT's credit, he said, we're going to keep in touch though.
Yes.
So
we have. And you know, there at Pecos, you know, I ended up staying there and we've just continued to grow. And I'll call Brian up every now and then and go, Brian, hey, I've got as a mentor. And so I can't thank him enough for that.
And awesome. So, yeah, like I said, it's probably has been 5 years.
Yeah. It has been 5 years.
Smartest move you ever made. Yeah. Not hiring RT.
Yeah.
I'm selfish because I get the Uber.
Well, guys, I cannot thank y'all enough. Larry, thank you so much for this awesome show that we have. Brian, again, I'm humbly thank you so much for allowing us to be here,
for being here.
The show and at your booth. And you know, hopefully, if nothing else, it was nothing but great fellowship and a little bread was broken. Yep. And that's what it's about.
Absolutely.
And as I would say, that's the crude truth.
Yes.
Hey, RT, close us out. Tell us how everybody can get.
Well, everybody, if get here. Is that what you
said? These guys and how you
do. Well, that's what I was about to say. Let's go down the line. Larry, for those out there that don't know you and want to get in contact with you for the next 1 and 2 years or just anything else, how can people get a hold of you?
Sure. Go to our website. It's pbioilshow.org. And if you're coming here today and we've got under the frequently asked questions tab, you can go. There's short videos on how to find parking, how to pre-register, all kinds of cool stuff. But we're still open through Thursday of this week. But they can do all their interface or call the oil show office here in Odessa.
Okay.
But no, we're thrilled to do this for the industry. It's the way we give back to the industry and appreciate the opportunity to talk about it a little bit.
Parking is kind of funny. I'm going to interrupt for half a sec. I've never seen so many trucks in all my life on curbs, trees. I mean, so anybody that's a safety man, do not look at their parking lot.
Yes. And Brian, before you go, I just want to do a shout out to Austin Burke, your sales guru out over here that just put this whole thing together.
Austin did most of the booth this year. He took that over and that's awesome. So it looks good.
Well, Brian, how can people get in contact with you?
Like I said, we're here in Odessa, Texas on Kermit Highway. You can always stop by the shop, visit us on the internet. It's acsir.com. And then our phone number is 432-335-5900. And we can get you whatever you need for compressors or generators.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having us here.
Thanks for coming out.
And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see you as a sponsor at our NAPE booth.
There you go.
Thank you guys very much, and we will see you guys next on The Crude Truth and the Energy News Beat. For Stu Tierley, CEO of the Sandstone Group, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Again, thank you to our sponsors, LFS Chemistry, NAPE Expo, Air Compressor Solutions, Exec Crew, Oil and Gas Workers Association, Pecos Country Operating.
The easiest way to start your own podcast and TV show? Real News Communications Network. Stand out from your competition. Produce streams of high-quality social media content. Become a thought leader in your industry. With RNCN, you get to be the host. We handle everything else. Tour one of our 3 locations in Dallas, Fort Worth, and The Colony. Call 972 972- 402-6333 or visit launchashow.com to find out more.